here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. Our special guest this evening is one of the top coaches in MLS. We're proud that he's one of our own, Brighton's Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the MLS. We'll also be joined by U.S. Futsal International and Rhinos midfielder Jeremy Ortiz. He had a brace in Lancers' big 13-11 win in Chicago on Friday. News as well discussed with Dick Howard, from Lionel Messi to the Manchester Derby to the World Club Championship taking place in Japan this week. Michael Lewis is on assignment. He'll be back next week. And we're going to go right to our first break.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new U.S. Division I Women's League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Flash season tickets and flex packages are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. Today is a great day to give the gift of Flash season tickets for soccer fans on your Christmas list and show your support for women's professional soccer. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salen's. Salen's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salen's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salen's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salen's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salen's.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's! Salvatores.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers' next home match is Saturday, December 15th against the Wichita Wings at the Blue Cross Arena with an early kickoff at 1 p.m. The honorary captain for the match will be former NASL Lancer great George Gibbs. Plus, enter the Good Toss for Good Days ball toss. Home tickets for students with ID are just $5. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering special holiday packages for all of the soccer fans on your shopping list. 2 2013 game tickets and 1 Hall of Fame bobblehead is $20. 4 Rhinos 2013 game tickets, a Hall of Fame bobblehead, and a Rhinos Christmas ornament is $45. And for $65, you can purchase all 3 Hall of Fame bobbleheads, 5 game tickets, and an ornament. In addition, Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos wish all their fans a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing everyone at Salem Stadium in 2013.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our International Report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Go visit Tony and Michelle. Get all your Christmas shopping done there. And yes, as per Tony, if you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass at your purchase time, you'll get 10% off. So, Joe, it was a great idea.
What I tell you, Andrew, Tony always comes true.
He certainly does. So, and we've got our technical difficulties. We had to go a little old school here, so Joe and I can't argue tonight. We're going to be on one microphone, but we do have Dick Howard with us. Dick, how you doing tonight?
No, that's a great deal, isn't it? Jeez, Christmas presents, what more could you ask for than a Chelsea jersey or get an original Lancers jersey? What could that's be better?
Absolutely, Dick. How are you? How's things in Toronto?
Not too bad. You know, we're getting a little bit of winter, but it's still... The snow has stayed away, so it's good. And the people are still out kicking a soccer ball around, I notice, on the fields today, so that's great.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot to talk about tonight. And you have to start off with the new record holder for most goals scored in one calendar year, a gentleman by the name of Messi. We all know who he is. And it's interesting, Dick. I've seen a lot of things come over the Internet, a lot of things on Facebook talking about Messi. People, Fox Soccer Channel's posted, ESPN has posted, and there's a real controversy. People are saying, is Messi the best player ever to step foot on the pitch? Before I make my comments and Joe makes his, give us your thoughts.
Well, I think quite remarkable. What is remarkable, actually, that Gerd Müller's record stood up for 40 years. It says a lot for, you know, Gerd Müller and Bayern München. But when you look at great players, and certainly Lionel Messi is mentioned in the same breath as the greats of the game over the years, I still think that you have to do it on the world stage in a World Cup with regards to getting the plaudits and sort of being classed as number one. And I think that's the real test of any great player. Can he perform on the world stage against other greats?
Well, Dick, you know, when you really talk about great players, certainly Messi is one of them. Pelé is, you know, is always the greatest in my book. And then, of course, you got Maradona. But I think that this new gentleman that by the name of Messi has really distinguished himself in a way that in the old days people have not. And we talk, you know, in our first shows, we have talked about the game being faster, the athletes being better, you know, and everything that makes soccer as popular as it is today. And his achievement, that can be measured really in a different way because, you know, of all the things that I just said, that, you know, the athletes are better, so scoring goals is more difficult. Defense are really better. The marking is better. And all the things that we talked about, you know, that makes him maybe a little bit better than most.
Yeah, the reason I mention that is because, you know, I look at 2014, Argentina, you know, likelihood will qualify for the World Cup in Brazil. And if Lionel Messi on that stage can be the best player in the world, then it's without a doubt, you know, a worthy title given to him. But I'd wait until that before I make those judgments. And as you say, the other greats that we've talked about, whether it be the Pelés of this world or the Maradonas, they did it both for club and country.
Nick, another thing I think that Messi brings to the table, or he doesn't bring to the table, I think some of the critics get him on, is the fact he only plays offense. He does not play defense. That is by design at Barcelona. Well, Müller was so tough. Nobody wanted to tangle with him anyway. He was one of a kind. We got a chance to see him play right here in Rochester against the Lancers when he played for Fort Lauderdale. So it was a treat to see him play. But Müller was a different kind of player than Messi. Müller was strength and determination, a typical German forward.
Yeah. He didn't have the finesse of Lionel Messi, you know, the goals that he scores and the chances that he creates. He was, as you say, just an out-and-out goal scorer. England had a player like that by the name of Jimmy Greaves back in the 60s and 70s, and he would be out of the game for 89 minutes, and then suddenly in the last minute of the game he'd pop up and score a goal. He was just a proven goal scorer. And Müller, that same way, right the way through his career with Bayern Munich. And you saw flashes, of course, when he played in the North American Soccer League.
He sure did. And another critic of Messi will say Müller took many fewer games to score 85 goals than Messi did. Messi played many more. But that's the argument between a Roger Maris and a Babe Ruth with a home run record. There's going to be an asterisk next to Messi's name because he didn't score the goals in the same number of matches as Müller did.
Correct, but as Joe was mentioning, you know, the differences over the 40 years is quite remarkable. In the present day game, with its sophistication, to score that number of goals is quite remarkable. Even though, of course, he's playing for an outstanding team.
He certainly is, and of course, Messi plays in Barcelona, and he's surrounded by pretty much the Spanish national team, with a few exceptions, the best team in the world. So, that's what you said. I think the World Cup is going to be Messi's proving ground. And in his defense, it was Maradona's second World Cup where he shined and was recognized as the best player in the world, when he totally dominated that World Cup. And who can forever forget the second goal he scored against England, not to mention the first one, which we will remember for many other reasons.
Yeah, I was at that game, and it was quite a remarkable goal that he scored when he picked up that ball at the halfway line and went through the whole England team and put it past Peter Shilton. You know, just remarkable. We'll forget about the other goal because he used his basketball skills on that one.
Dick, one of the things that I really think about it, that knowing great players, and, you know, regardless of what team they played, of course, in the world stage or off the world stage, there are some time where people really have the perseverance and the desire to win. They have the knack for the goal. They know how to play with the back to the goal. They know how to beat the defender. They have a skill in them that nobody else has. And I think that these are the things that distinguish, you know, a player that really achieves a lot of stuff and a lot of accolades on the field because of the special little things that he does. You know, the control of the ball, the movement. You know, all the things that Messi is able to do when he has the ball in his feet. You know, so, you know, looking back, just like I said before, the game is faster, the game is stronger, the game, and to achieve success in this day, you have to be physically fit, you have to lift weights, you have to do this, you have to do that, much like, you know, the people didn't do that before, players didn't do that before. They just went on the field, they trained, they ran around, they, you know, they did all the things, they did push-ups, you know, and they was limited to those kind of things. Today is not.
It's certainly true, and for young players, of course, just to watch Lionel Messi in action, especially for a young player that wants to play up front in an attacking role, he's just tremendous, and long may he continue to dominate. However, he's not going to be playing in the World Club Championship, though, is he?
No, he's not. And
yeah,
maybe there's a way.
Looking forward to the semifinals coming up, Andrew.
Thursday morning, 5:30 a.m. I don't know if I'll be up that early, but I might be able to catch the second half. The World Club Championship taking place this week in Japan has actually already gotten underway. There's been some preliminary matches, and we are awaiting the semifinals. First match will be taking place on Wednesday, and on that match we will be seeing, I think, probably, Dick, the sentimental favorites, Al Ahly of Egypt, who have had such terrible luck this year with all the problems going on in that country. They'll be facing the first time ever Copa Libertadores champions, Corinthians, one of the great clubs of Brazil. That'll be on Wednesday. And then it'll be CONCACAF's representative, Monterrey of Mexico, against Chelsea on Thursday. A couple of very interesting matches.
Yeah, I think, you know, and you rightly mentioned about Al Ahly with regards to the political situation in Egypt, the fact that they've done so well in this tournament, I think, says a lot for the team. It's an experienced team. They've certainly been one of the dominant forces in African football over the years, but they're up against Corinthians, who were absolutely superb in the Libertadores, the Copa Libertadores. I think they went right the way through without losing a game with 8 wins and 6 ties. So the Os Alvinegros are certainly going to be favourites in that one, a great tradition, and I would fancy the chances that it'll be a Corinthians-Chelsea final, because I think Chelsea just might have a little bit too much for what is a very good representative for CONCACAF, of course, Club de Football Monterrey.
And the final will be Sunday morning, 5:30 a.m. We can watch it all on Fox Soccer Channel. So Chelsea won't be playing in the EPL this week, but we certainly had a big match on the weekend. And, Dickie, I don't wonder, is it over? Is Manchester United now, with wins over both Chelsea and Manchester City, do they now have a clear road to the EPL championship?
Well, I'm sure that Sir Alex Ferguson is very cagey with regards to admitting that, but it was a great win for Manchester United, and what a dramatic game. You know, you thought, well, it's going to stay 2-2, and a lot of people have predicted it would end up all square, but I am still shaking my head over the horrendous defending on that free kick with the goal that won the game for Manchester United. You know, Samir Nasri to hide behind the wall, for Tevez to move away from the wall. It should have been a four-man wall. And the total disorganization, and then the deflection past Joe Hart, it was something you don't expect to see in an amateur game, never mind a top-light professional game.
But
I'm sure that the manager at the end of the game was just shaking his head at that, poor organization.
I was listening to the game on radio because I came to Toronto to pick up my niece from early coming. And, in the last minute when they had their free kick or the corner kick, whatever it was, it was taken so fast that I think the defense was not able to really organize themselves.
No, he'd set up the end man, he'd got four in the wall, and Tevez, for whatever reason, moved away, and then Nasri just turned inside and turned his back on the kicker, and of course the ball was deflected past Joe Hart, who was caught wrong-footed. So in all respects, it was a goal that should not be scored at that level of the game in that manner.
It may be very costly, because Manchester City had not lost a match at home in a very, very long time. So now Manchester United certainly has their eyes on the title. But Chelsea could get a win against Sunderland away from home. And, hey, 4 goals in 2 matches for Mr. Torres. See what happens in Tokyo. But I got to say, Dick, thank you so much for your Everton boys beating Tottenham. That puts me up on my good friend of down in Philadelphia, Eric Nash, who were fighting for the...
They left it late, though. They left it late.
They certainly did. But
Everton, it was a tremendous comeback by Everton, and certainly helped to put them now. I think they're in fourth spot, and after going through a spell of almost tying every game, they got a win, and in front of the fans at Goodison Park, it was a great game, and a great finish to the game.
And also a great result for Juventus, who now go into the Champions League knockout stage as a top seed. They won 1-0 against Palermo, and Conte, the coach, was back in charge, and now it's Inter in second place. So, Joe, your niece is a big Inter fan, so it's going to be some battles over at your house.
Well, Dick, seeing Conte on the field and his appearance, and all the good things have been written, and all the bad things have been written about him, and all this shebang that goes on in the stupid Italian gambling kind of thing. It's all been erased because the man came on the field, inspired, and I watched La Domenica Sportiva last night, and it is unbelievable. All the good things that he brought back to the game, the respectability, and in a sense of coaching, the tenacity, the all the thing that goes with winning. He has something about him that brings to the players ability to perform.
Had a remarkable record last season with Juve going unbeaten for the whole season, which is quite remarkable at that level of play. And I think his passion and obviously his man management skills were very much in evidence, and especially in a very emotional game at the weekend.
Certainly was. So Juventus, again, they did go through in the Champions League, and Chelsea is knocked out, even though they won 6-1, but it wasn't that really a big surprise. So what's interesting, Dick, though, with the draw this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is something new with the Champions League. The top seeds in each group are going to be in one pot. The second-place teams are going to be in the second pot, so you're not going to see Manchester United against Barcelona in the round of 16. And the other thing is there will not be any matchups from the group stage, so in other words, you're not going to see Malaga against AC Milan, and you're not going to be able to play a team from your own country. So there won't be Arsenal against Manchester United. So it's going to make things very interesting how this draw works out.
No, I think it's good, and I think even the news with the next Euro tournament in the years ahead will be over a series of not just one country hosting, but in venues throughout Europe, which I think is a tremendous initiative by the president of UEFA, Michel Platini. He's certainly made some radical moves, but I applaud this one.
It's going to be interesting to see. Of course, Europe is it's just one country anyway, isn't it?
It is when you look, the distances and so on compared to North America, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure the Millennium Stadium in Wales will be one of the venues that will be considered a beautiful facility. And some of the other countries I mentioned, I think there's in Bucharest, they're building a brand new stadium there, 50,000 seat capacity.
So, Torino, of course. Torino, the new stadium that they built for Juventus, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, interesting to see who the host countries
I think it's a great idea because, as Joe mentioned, there's some magnificent stadiums being built, and they may not have the opportunity to host great games, but now they will with this decision that seems to be a very positive one, and one that is being broached anyway as a possibility in the years ahead.
Yeah, the one country that's not happy about it is Turkey, because they were supposed to be in line to be the host. So I would imagine they're going to get some of the matches in Istanbul to play there. But there's only one time they're doing this, though.
Yeah, but you look at World Cups and in South Africa, the stadium in Soweto now is a white elephant. 80,000 capacity, and it's getting very small crowds for games in the South African League. And the millions and millions of dollars that were spent in building it. So I think this initiative is one that is very cognizant of the fact that, you don't lose, because if you're hosting a major tournament and you've got to build facilities, it is an incredible investment. And sometimes following the tournament, and I'm not just thinking about soccer, it means that there's lots of facilities that are left to just rot, so to speak.
Right, but the good thing about this tournament, again, I mentioned this is a one-time only to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the European Championships. They're going to get stadiums with incredible capacities. I mean, if they play in the new comp, that's 100,000 fans playing there. Of course, Catalonia might be their own country by that point. We don't know, but there's so many big. I mean, Wembley obviously would be a possibility.
The stadium that you mentioned, it'll be tremendous. All the discussion as to which one should be utilized.
And also they're expanding the tournament most likely to 24 teams, so it'll be more matches to see, more cities to be involved. It's going to be something really, if you're ever planning on traveling to Europe, that would be the year to do it. So to catch...
Get a Euro pass and away you go.
There you go. Well, Dick, thank you so much for joining us again. We'll have a lot more to talk about next week, and hopefully we'll be talking about Chelsea bringing home the World Club Championship.
It could well happen, Andrew. Good luck in the game on Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Nice chatting to you. Bye for now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, former member of the Rochester Lancers, and native of Brighton, Dave Sarakin. This is Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to the Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni and a cast of thousands of people trying to fix our equipment here. It's been a little rough, but we're going to have it all fixed up, get it all taken care of. And before we go to Dave Sirk, I want to mention something very important, Joe, that we are going to be, we are planning a live year-end special the day after Christmas, the 26th of December. 2.5 hours of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's probably the longest show you've ever been part of.
Well, let me tell you, you know, we're going to get our stuff together, and we're going to have a wonderful show because we're planning to have in some of the great people that made this show as successful as Ben, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and We'll let you know about guests. We're going to try to get some big-name guests on the show for the day after Christmas. So mark your calendar down, 6:30 to 9 o'clock, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass year-end special here on WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And now let us bring in our special guest tonight. He is now a two-time in a row MLS champion with the LA Galaxy, and we're very proud that he's a member of the Rochester community and always will be, joined by the assistant coach of the Galaxy, Dave Sarakin. Dave's appearance brought to you by dental doctor David Olivo of Gates. Number to call is 328-3382, or go to davidolivodmd.com. We also want to give our best wishes to Dr. Olivo. He's had been under the weather the last couple of weeks, but we're very hopeful that he'll be he's recovering now and be back in action at the office real soon. So Joe and I both go to him, and we really wish him all the best in his recovery. So, Dave, thanks very much for being with us, and congratulations on another championship.
Thank you guys for having me, and I appreciate the congratulatory wishes. It's always a good thing to finish the season as the best team in the league, and we did.
David, not only the best team in the league, but they have the best assistant coach in the league.
Joe.
No, I'm not biased. I'm biased because you're my friend, but I'm not biased because your achievements speak for themselves. And speaking about that, since you've been involved in so many good things, so many winning teams, the national team and all, you know, going back to your coaching in Cornell, because I couldn't, you know, senior moment right there. But the reality of the thing is this: I want you to tell us which one of all this winning trophies that you won, or is winning season that you had, or winning championship, which one really sticks in your mind to be, you know, one of the things that you will always remember for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's a tough question, Joe. That's a tough question because they're all meaningful for different reasons. I mean, I can go back years and years when my high school at Brighton, we lifted the sectional trophy in that championship year. I was a player. I'll never forget it. But as a professional, you know, they're all special. You know, this recent one probably will stick out a little more for a few reasons. One is, we did it the hard way. We didn't go wire to wire. We had our struggles. We corrected ourselves mid-season, and then we, you know, had a play-in game. We got behind in almost every game we played leading up to the final. But at the end of the day, the perseverance of this particular group shone through. So for that, I'll always remember. And also, obviously, David Beckham's last career start was with the team that I was involved with, and so you add those up, and probably this one tilts it to that direction.
And Dave, I guess another factor in that would be playing at home. There were over 30,000 people at the Home Depot Center. You certainly had them all behind you. Tell us what that was like, what the crowd was like, and how was the reaction afterwards when you guys, I assume there was some kind of a parade or something in Los Angeles. How did the fans react to the title coming home back to L.A. again?
Well, you know, last year in 2011, the venue was already predetermined in the preseason that it was going to be at the Home Depot Center. So the division of tickets that were divided throughout the country for that final was not as top-heavy as it was this year for LA Galaxy fans, because this was our home game. So the energy in the building last year, it was a night game, I thought was great. But this year, when we scored the goal to equalize, it was just full of life. It's just full of life. The place exploded, and I knew at halftime, we said to the group, if we get the goal, we'll win this game. The energy of the crowd will bring us even further along, and it did. It was just indescribable, really. It was tremendous.
David, you just said, you said, if we get the goal, okay? You knew that you were going to win. Now, getting that goal, what was the strategy, or the hope, or whatever it was, that you and Bruce Arena's coaches were hoping that would happen? And my second question that I'd like you to comment on is that you mentioned, you know, the caliber of players that you guys coached this year, the Beckham and all the others. I mean, what does it really mean to you as Dev Sarakan? Because I know who you are, because I love you. Okay, in the sense that you love the game, and you really been a student of the game, and you love the game, and you love the players, because that's your character. Tell us a little bit about the emotional Dev Sarakan.
Well, I'll answer the first part, Joe, as far as how what the reaction was and how we thought we would try to get the equalizer. And this year, you know, we went in this final, we got behind late in the first half. It was a quiet locker room at halftime. You know, Bruce's style is not to get too high or too low. But reading the mood of the group, I had a sense that we were in control. We knew we would create chances. You never know in the game of soccer. You guys have been in it as long as I have, you know, how the results will pan out. But if as long as you're creating chances, you've got a chance. And you know, ironically enough, and I'm not taking credit for this, but in the warm-up, I remember grabbing Omar Gonzalez and saying, you got to get your head on balls today. Get yourself a header on goal, and because he's so dominant. And we weren't sure how we were going to break down Houston, but it turned out Omar's goal did break them down. It was a beautiful lofted ball by Juninho. And again, we did feel, we being the staff, that if we got the equalizer, we would get more goals and win the game. You know, we just weren't going to be denied, especially with Beckham's last game. And then the second part of your question, I've been fortunate, really, to be in an environment around good people. And, you know, I think I've learned over the years that it doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States or an electrical engineer or a janitor, you treat people the same, no matter who they are. And in our business, whether it's David Beckham or a rookie on our team this year, people just want to be treated the same with respect as professionals. And then, you know, with the likes of a guy like Robbie Keane and Landon and David, they're people. And so my communication and my relationship building doesn't change. And I'm fortunate that maybe I have the right personality where people confide in me and trust me, and it's a mutual thing. So I you know, when I look back in how many years and think that I had the opportunity to be around these kind of elite athletes, I'll feel even more fortunate than I am talking to you and telling you about it right now.
Well, you know, David, you just said the magic word, because I too have experienced the word trust from the players, you know, because they related to me and I related to them. I was there when they were done. I was there when they're happy. And I'm sure that in based upon your personality, and I say that with a lot of compliments to who you are, where you come from, your family, your mother, because I've been privileged to meet them and know them. And I know that your upbringing has a lot to do with your character and your demeanor and how you treat people. So I am privileged to go around and say I know this guy, because I know him from when he was a little kid coming. Not a little kid, you know.
A guy
that wanted to make himself a career in soccer, and you paid your dues. Let me tell you, you paid your dues. But above all, you know, because you pay your dues, you know the feeling of the players, and you are able to motivate them. So my compliment to you.
Well, thank you. That's really very kind, Joe. Thank you.
Andrew and Joe here with Dave Sarakin of the LA Galaxy Rochester Zone. And Dave, obviously, we've really come to an end of an era here. And I'm not saying just not just David Beckham, but sounds like there's going to be other moves going on with the Galaxy and all around MLS for the offseason. A lot of players going different places. Where do you see the Galaxy going next year? I mean, obviously there's names being thrown around about who might come in. One guy with a single name, Kaká, who has also been being courted by Galatasaray right now. But where do you see this team going in this short, relatively short off season? Because March 2nd, we're back to action again in the next season.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's nuts how quick these things blend together. All I can say, Andrew, is, you know, we have an owner, Tim Leiwicki and Phil Anschutz, of course, but the AEG group is very much committed to keeping the Galaxy brand relevant and at the head of the class. And so, you know, every team goes through transition. Obviously, you know, we knew David likely would be his last year. We don't know where Landon's going to be. We think he'll end up back with us. He just needs a little break. But there are going to be some challenges to the roster always, especially when you win. You know, your salary cap the margin gets real small. But the bottom line is we have an owner that is committed to keeping us the LA Galaxy. And so, because of that, I think we'll have some new faces, but the quality will remain very high. And I will add that we still have a tremendous core of when I say mid-level, I don't mean talent-wise necessarily, I mean age-wise, where we have a good core of young players that all we need to do is just continue to sprinkle them with elite and quality-type players, and I think we'll be fine.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask about David Beckham. And
I know you have a crush on him, Andrew. That's okay. We can expose that. You got a man crush. We all do. Go ahead.
I have a crush on Posh, actually. But has David said his goodbyes to the players and the coaching yet? Is he already off to back to Europe, back to England at this point, or is that still coming along? What was it like? If it has happened, what was the reaction of the players and coaches to say goodbye?
Well, you know, the one thing that I don't like about the when things end, it ends pretty quickly. You know, like we won on Saturday, we celebrated Saturday night at a beautiful party and a function in the city of L.A. at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. It was just the team and family and some friends, and you know, people just enjoyed the night. And then the team was going to go on a postseason tour, which got canceled. So really, everybody sort of just ended up going off in different directions. And, you know, in their own way, guys made sure they got around to David. But David's home is going to be L.A. He's going to still be very visible here. There's talk that he might be involved as an owner, part owner of our team, and nothing's been decided. So we haven't seen the last of David, but we have seen the last of David as a player. So I can't speak for the others. I know that I'll be seeing David. It's not the end of my relationship with him, and I'm sure there's a few players that did say there so long.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave, because that was a question that my wife and I were discussing and Joe's been discussing is, you know, was David going to leave Los Angeles and move his family to whatever city? And there's one, obviously, that is very high on the list. I think that would benefit both him and Victoria with her fashion career. But it's good to know he's going to have a residence in the United States in Los Angeles. He's not completely leaving. It's finishing up his playing career and then maybe circling back to take an ownership role in MLS.
Yeah. Well, one thing that people don't see that I do is what a committed family guy he is. He loves his kids. He's got four. They're all in school, except for Harper, and they love it here. And the one thing I don't think he would do is disrupt their life if he doesn't have to. Now, obviously, he could go anywhere in the world and enroll his kids in school, but they're happy here, and why not? You know, why not?
Why not? It's a great place to live, I tell you. If I had the money, I'd live there myself, maybe.
It's not bad. It's 70 out as I speak to you right now. It's not so bad.
And it's dark over here, and it's cold. But, David, thank you so much for being part of our show. Thank you so much for being our friend, Andrew and I. We're really glad that you're a Rochesterian, and we wish you and your family the best for the holidays coming up. And congrats to your family here in Rochester. If they listen to us, and if they don't, be sure you convey to your mother and to your family our best wishes for the holiday. Thanks again, David.
And guys, thank you. You do a great job. Love supporting the show. And the same back to you. Enjoy the holidays, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you so much, David. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Sarakin here on Soccer is the King of the U.S. Very proud of him. A great representative of Rochester. And we'll see what happens next year with the Galaxy. But coming up next, we're going to speak with a top scorer for the Rochester Lancers over the past two seasons, U.S. Futsal International Jeremy Ortiz, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers' next home match is Saturday, December 15th against the Wichita Wings at the Blue Cross Arena with an early kickoff at 1 p.m. The honorary captain for the match will be former NASL Lancer great George Gibbs. Plus, enter the Good Toss for Good Days ball toss. Home tickets for students with ID are just $5. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And the song is called Skating, by the way, by Vince Scolardi, from the Charlie Brown soundtrack. And not doing much skating here in Rochester right now. It's a little too warm for that. But won't be skating on the ice at the BCA this coming Saturday. They'll be playing on the turf. 1 p.m. kickoff as the Lancers host former Lancer Andrew Hoxie and the Wichita Wings. Joining us now, member of our U.S. futsal team and a member of the Lancers, played last year and is back again this year, Jeremy Ortiz. Jeremy's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. 1 p.m. kickoff this Saturday against Wichita. Call 872-KICK for your tickets. Jeremy, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
Thank you. How you guys doing?
Doing great, thanks, and congratulations on that big win against Chicago and a great effort on Saturday as well. You guys really had a really good weekend, I thought, and you certainly were one of the catalysts in that win over Chicago. Tell us about how big that win was for the team and your contribution scoring a goal in the first quarter and then starting the big comeback in the fourth.
It was a team effort. You know, we got a little bit behind in the beginning, but then we caught up, and then I think that going into halftime, Jimmy gave us a good speech, saying that we're doing well, just pick up the intensity, and we'll pull through, we'll be able to. And when I hit that first goal, I definitely knew, we had a little bit of momentum going forward, and that just I think it carried us through. So Mauricio hit that rocket of a 3-point.
Jeremy, this is Joe Sirianni, and I tell you, I like your tenacity and I like your efforts on the field. You certainly hold your own, against the opponents. You defend, you attack, you play midfield. You're a leader in every sense of the word. But tell me this: what makes Jeremy the player that he is?
You know what? I think it goes back from my first year playing indoor. A lot of people, they have a tough time adjusting to the game, and it's just like me with any other person. It was tough adjusting to the style of the game, the fast pace, and that first year when I played in Philly, I was playing with a lot of veterans on the team, with Donnie D'Amber, Patty Morris, and Peter Pappas. They helped me through, adjusting to the game. And then once my second year came, I just tried to make sure I was listening to the veterans around the team. And, I think my style of play is definitely suited for the indoor game. And I'm just the type of guy that's going to, work 110% for the team, whether it's on offense, whether it's on defense, whether it's, putting my body on the line, as long as, our team
you know, can be successful. And I think, you know, you got to do what, you know, your team asks you to do, your coach asks you to do, the, you know, to put your stamp on the game. So I think throughout the years, of, you know, just playing indoor, you know, it's helped me become the player I am today.
But Jeremy, just for the sake of the people that listen to our show that may never gone to an indoor game, what is it, what, in a few words, can you describe the strategy of the game? I mean, we know the game is in the outdoor, but certainly the indoor game is a different strategy. Can you just elaborate a little bit so the people know the skill that you need to have and how the game is really played?
Yeah, the indoor game, when it comes down to it, you just got to be comfortable in tight spaces. You know, obviously because it's indoor, it's a smaller field, so when it's tight space, you got to make quicker decisions. You have lesser options too. You only have four field, or if you're 6-on-6 plus the goalie, and then, you know, you're a field player, it's 5-on-5. So you really think about it. You know, you have four options going forward, and it's just. You know, quick decision making. The team that makes the less mistakes will be the team that wins, pretty much. You know, you gotta be able to capitalize on every mistake possible. And you know, some of these teams that have been in the league forever. You know, they're good at that. They're experts. And you know, we're a young team still. Obviously, I mean, we obviously have veterans on the team like Doug, Mauricio, you know, Ray, and you know, they know that as well. You know, Jimmy knows that as well too. That, you know, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes will be able to, you know, be the winners. And, you know, I think our team's learning that, though. You know, we still got rookies on the team, you know, who are learning the game. And the guys from last year, you know, who are stepping up big time this year, playing their second year, they understand that as well. So
Jeremy, this Saturday is the Saturday is 1 p.m. against Wichita Wings. Big game, start a four-game homestand, and I know you guys are looking forward to be back in front of the hometown fans, cheering us on, hopefully to a big homestand and getting four victories out of four. So thanks so much for being on the show tonight. Running out of time here, but we appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday early at 1 o'clock for the Lancers and Wichita. Thanks again for joining us, and best of luck this week in training.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Jeremy Ortiz here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And once again, we want to mention to everybody to mark your calendars for the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. We will be having a special year-end show. We're not going to be on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve live. We'll have taped shows. We will be live on the 26th, 2.5 hours, 6:30 to 9. We'll look back at 2012 and look forward to a big, big soccer year in Rochester and around the world in 2013. I want to thank Jeremy Ortiz for being on the show tonight, along with Rich Randall from the Lancers setting it up. Also, of course, Dave Sarakin for all of his comments and being a great friend to our show, the assistant coach of the MLS champion LA Galaxy. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Michael Lewis will be back with us next week here Monday on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say something in Italian, Joe.
Buona notte.
Have a good one, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.